Okay, I'll remember that.
I guess, I don't know. Okay.
What, do you know the different kinds of coffee cakes?
Coffee cakes?
Yeah.
Danish pastry?
Now, is that a big coffee cake?
No, you're talking about the one that you cut up.
Right.
Dang. No, I'm going to say coffee cake, you know, whatever they are. They're different ones. I wouldn't be familiar with them.
But what is a coffee cake to you? What does it have?
Generally. It's generally some type of large sweet roll with icing and
nuts
and raisins.
Does it have all of them?
I'm trying to think. I don't recall.
Okay.
May have.
What was the small kind you were talking about?
Well, I was just thinking about these small things that we used to call coffee rolls.
Okay, and those were
which were small, but they were round, icing, maybe raisins.
Okay. Is that like a sweet roll too?
Yeah, probably.
And the reason were Danish?
Yeah.
All the same?
But not as it, with it. Now, Danish is a roll that has some filling in it, and, or whatever, apple, or whatever.
Okay.
But I wouldn't call them coffee rolls. Well, you can't take them for coffee, I guess. But they ain't donuts, though. Rectangular donut. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Because you're perfectly right.
Nah, I don't know. Don't say I'm perfectly right. I don't think anybody's perfectly right in 1975.
Well, you are on this one small point. Okay, what do you call a piece of jewelry you wear on your finger?
Ring?
Yes, do you have a special name for a particularly large or show-offy ring? With a big ribbon diamond in it or something?
Cluster? No,
you
know.
Yeah. Big show. Egg? Light bulb?
Told down for me.
What do you call knee length shorts? Metal or metal?
Knee length? Bermudas?
Yeah. Bermudas?
Rock. Going back to the ring. Rock.
Rock.
Okay. I'm sorry. You're talking about knee length shorts.
I'm sorry. You're still on the ring. Okay. Yeah, now Bermuda shorts mostly for men or for men and women?
Both.
How about they come to right below the knee? You see what I was? I know they used to wear them in the 50s.
What, knickerbockers? Knickers?
Yes, knickers or pedal pushers.
The pedal pushers go far below the knee, don't they?
Oh, they do.
And women, don't they? I don't know.
I thought they went just right below the knee.
You were back there in the 50s?
I was a kid. I was barely conscious. How about short shorts? Are they called short shorts?
What, way down here?
No. I thought we were through with that.
Oh, okay. Back up. I'm doing slow.
I thought it was really short.
Hot pants, short shorts?
Is there a difference between hot pants and short shorts?
Commercially there is, but no. I don't think so.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is hard for anybody.
Right. It's good. It's good on the, it's a little bit easy on the eye.
Are hot pants any more formal than short shorts?
I don't think so, but I think commercially they make them out to be. But people think of hot pants as something you probably may even go to work in an office in, you know, and this type thing, and short shorts is something you wear for leisure. You know?
Okay.
But I think it's just a commercial difference, not anything real.
And hot pants are more expensive.
Right, so that's a commercial thing.
What would you call clothes that... You had a younger brother who had some shirts and gave it to him.
Some hand-me-downs.
All right. Supposing you didn't have any younger brothers to hand me down to, you might collect them and give it to Goodwill or something. What would that be called? Is that a name for those clothes?
A farmer name for clothes you give away?
Not formal.